This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for May 31st, 2011. I'm Jim Campbell subbing in this week with abbreviated Aerocast coverage as Paul Plack takes a well-deserved break from the usual insanity hereabouts at ANN. It's been a brutally tough week for the aviation world as Kyle Franklin first announced that his wife Amanda was being taken off of life support, only to then announce her passing a few short hours later. Following injuries she suffered in a March 12th airshow accident in Brownsville, Texas, Amanda passed away Friday at the Brooks Army Medical Center in San Antonio. Arrangements are expected to take place next week in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Check with ANN Online for updates. The commanding officer of the Naval Flight Demonstration Squadron, the Blue Angels, was relieved of command by the Chief of Naval Air Training on May 27th. Commander Dave Koss requested that Rear Admiral Bill Sizemore relieve him of his command following a lower-than-normal maneuver during the team's last performance at the Lynchburg Regional Air Show on May 22nd. Gulfstream has resumed the G650 flight test program following a temporary suspension of flying after an April 2nd accident. The first flight since then took place May 28th, with serial number 6001 flying for 1 hour and 39 minutes. The crew included senior experimental test pilots Jake Howard, Tom Horn, and flight test engineer Bill Osborne. Gulfstream still expects to certify the bird this year and deliver in 2012. NBAA has strongly denounced a decision announced by government officials late Friday afternoon to push ahead with what has been dubbed a, quote, paparazzi protection rule, unquote, a plan to virtually eliminate a decade-old do-not-track program for the operators of private aircraft. And finally, a recent test flight of Martin Jetpack, radio-controlled from a Chase helo, proved that the system can attain serious altitudes while also showing that the BRS emergency system, as usual, can handle an emergency descent with relative ease. The latest test flight took place over Canterbury Plains, New Zealand, at a climb rate of 800 foot per minute, reaching an altitude of 5,000 feet before deploying a ballistic parachute in the first such test of this system. You can find the full versions of these stories in text form at aero-news.net, and while Paul is away, we'll keep you updated via these daily touch-and-go Aerocast Tuesday through Friday. We'll be back with a normal schedule on Monday, June 6th. I'm Jim Campbell. Thanks for putting up with me. Now go out and fly something, okay?